Welcome to the Weekly Green, a KXCI mini program on environmental issues in southern Arizona and the rest of the world. Today, we welcome to our studio Vincent Pinto of the
Raven's Way Wild Journeys. We're a nature venture and conservation organization.
Welcome, Vincent.
Good to be here. Thanks for having me.
How would you describe the mission of your enterprise?
Raven's Way Wild Journeys' mission is to inspire, promote, protect, and educate people about the incredible biodiversity of our Skylands region in Arizona. And we do that every which way we can, through different programs, education, indoor and out, people coming with us, staying in our Safari Eco Lodge. There are a lot of different things you can choose from on our website.
Do you do that around Patagonia, where you're based?
We try to expose people to the incredible biodiversity of the Sky Islands throughout the Sky Islands region in southeast Arizona, southwest New Mexico. Some of our programs go beyond that, and I've taught throughout the country.
Have you any connection with the Sky Islands Alliance?
We partner with Sky Islands Alliance at times, been on their bio blitzes as a biologist, gone on trips to Mexico and helped them with conservation projects. They do good things.
What is it that you teach?
What we teach are nature adventures where we take people out on ethnobotany walks, bird walks, naturalist saunters, which are slower, nature treks, which are longer, wildlife tracking, astronomy. I also am a wilderness survival instructor, and we do nature retreats.
You're a survival specialist?
I wear many hats. Originally, I'm a wildlife biologist. My master's is in ethnobotany, but also I've been a wilderness survival instructor for about 3 decades. So my take on wilderness survival is do what your hunter-gatherer ancestors did. And when we're doing that, you really have to be an earth steward. You really have to connect with the land because you don't have any leeway then.
What are the various programs you run?
Under our Earth Stewardship hat, we do a lot of different things. We have organic gardens and an organic orchard. We do composting, of course, that goes into those. We do wildlife habitat restoration, land conservation and restoration. We plant native species. We remove invasive non-native species, soil conservation, xeriscaping, local ecosystem management and habitat protection, low-impact ecotourism via our Safari Eco Lodge, and we reduce our carbon footprint every time we can. We have 2 nature preserves, 42-acre Raven's Nest by Patagonia Lake near the town of Patagonia. That's where we're based. But we also have a 50-acre nature preserve in the foothills of the Chiricahuas where we also run programs. And we manage this approximate 100 acres ecologically sustainably. We use science to manage things, to keep things healthy in terms of native plants and native wildlife.
You run this with your wife?
Yeah, my wife Claudia and I run Raven's Way Wild Journeys. My background is as a wildlife biologist and as an ethnobotanist, which I have my master's degree in. Claudia's background is very complementary. She has a master's degree from Harvard in business, so she runs everything.
How can people get in touch with you?
The best way to get in touch with us and also to learn about us is to go to our website at www.ravensnatureschool.com. And when you go there, you'll find all the contact information at the bottom of every page, and you'll find a schedule of classes. If you don't find what you like or it's not the right date, we'll custom make with you. Just contact us.
Thank you very much, Vincent, and good luck with your wonderful school.
It's been a pleasure, Dan. Thank you for having me today.
This is Dan Lout for the Weekly Green. Please visit us at kxci.org or leave your comments and suggestions on our Facebook page. Thank you for listening.